Welcome back to Around the Prompt. This is Logan Kilpatrick. I'm really excited for this episode. We're joined by Jerry Lee, the CEO of Gradual. We'll talk about all things community, but mostly about how the future of communities are going to be affected by AI, both in person and online. I hope you enjoy the episode.
Jerry, so going back to the beginning, you know, really what truly inspired you to build out Gradual, and maybe for the folks who are listening who are not sure what Gradual is, just kind of a brief overview of the platform itself, because I know Logan and I have talked to you many times and we love it. So I think the wider audience needs to know about it too, because it's a phenomenal tool.
Yeah. To answer a question, I had to tell the story about ELC, where Gradual was born initially. So ELC was a community of engineering leaders, the CTOs, VP engineering, et cetera, to get together to share learning around leadership, career development, et cetera. So I was engineering leader myself at previous companies, and I found a strong need to learn from other people across companies. So that's why we created the ELC, the community, back in 2016. And then the community was able to grow pretty well. And we built a lot of tools for ourselves, for our own community, the checking app, you know, event registration, and a mobile app for people to connect in person. And in 2020, we had to pivot from everything in person to everything online. So, and we had a major conference in 2020 that was supposed to happen in April that year. And in March, we realized it's not going to happen. So we have to turn the in-person experience to virtual. And we look at different tools available on the market. But pretty much all those tools does is live stream. So not really what we want. So we decided, well, we have been building stuff and we know we can, you know, design, build good, you know, capabilities for our software. So we decided that let's just build it ourselves. And then it worked really well. So actually, our first customer, Scale AI, they knocked on the door even before we created Gradual. Because can I use your tool for our own conference? Well, this is our internal tool. It's not designed for that way. But that did give us the kind of light bulb moment. Oh, there's a lot of value for can externalize and productize our internal tool to its own product. So it wasn't intentional, but it just happened very naturally because we've been building community for many years, and we see firsthand there are a lot of missing capabilities, and we don't want to create a very fragmented experiences. So and we built it, and then fortunately other people found it, you know, really valuable. So Gradual was able to grow that.
I love that. I'm curious, is there any of those experiences that you see people wanting that like are specifically enabled by AI that sort of weren't possible 2 or 3 years ago? And I'm curious also like for folks who haven't used Gradual, like can you tell us how much AI is actually part of the platform, like how much you're leaning into it? And I got some other follow-ups after that, but curious to start with those.
Yeah, one of the observations by building the ELC community is that the biggest hurdle for community engagement is really the personalization part of it. Even though people are joining the same community, we're all engineering leaders, we're all very passionate about AI, et cetera, but everyone's actual need is very different. And that changes over time. So for a community to be keep growing, to be sustainable, so we have to provide a very personalized and also timely experience for everyone, which is impossible to do without AI. Because I could be first line manager, I'm good at giving feedbacks, but I don't know how to hire the best talent, while the other people may have very different challenges. So I think what AI can provide is really by capturing everyone's need, and it's also changing need, and tapping into who else are in the community and what they can provide, and just make it easy for them to share the knowledge they learn in a hard way in their mind, make it easy to share with the world. And also for the end consumer, for a given community member, now I don't have to talk to everyone to find the answer I need. I can potentially just ask a chatbot who aggregates and synthesizes all the other insights from across the community to get it answered. So I think if we go back to the very early day of creating ELC, why we feel we need a community is that we all want to become better leader, but we don't, like engineers, they are not trained for management. But if you look at every single engineering manager or engineering leader, they came from engineering background. So, and the problem we're seeing that related to people and organization, there's nothing new. A lot of people in the past have solved the same problem, but why we need a community? Why we're everyone kind of struggling? Because we cannot connect to individuals' need at the time they need it to the insights and knowledge that are already available somewhere in the world. That someone knows it already, but we just can't connect the dots. So I think the biggest revolution I think could happen is with AI, knowledge sharing and retrieving becomes a lot easier. So I think the biggest value for community is really tapping into the collective knowledge pool. Everyone's contributing, but we're also, you know, receiving a lot of the insights and value from it. But without AI, it's just impossible. You can't have, unless you have very, very large team. But even that, it's not sustainable.
Yeah, I feel like one of the biggest challenges with so many community platforms is you have all this knowledge that's like locked in there, the institutional knowledge of the community. And it's like really hard to pull that value out. And I'm curious if you've started to feel that for any of the Gradual community spaces that's out there that are out there. And I'm also curious, actually, do you position Gradual to people as an education platform or as a community platform or some like hybrid in between?
Let me answer the last question first. I think education and community, they're almost inseparable because everyone in your community, they want to learn something and they want to share something. I think a big part of the people connection part comes from, well, within community, I can learn from other people that know better than me. I can also teach other people that are not as experienced as I am, but also have peers. So that 3D demand, that's the very new way of learning. Like I'm teaching, learning, and helping at the same time. So and that's the best learning experience. So that's what in terms of like education, whether Gradual is a community platform or education platform, I think they are inseparable. And what is your first question again?
I don't actually remember. but your comment inspired me to. Well, I'll have to go back in the recording and find out what it is and email it to you. But I'm curious if actually you think that like AI will be like an entity that's part of some of these communities. Like you can imagine like some AI agents being a part of community. And I'm curious if you think that that's something that's like actually possible if you can train some of these things or give them RAG and like people will interact with them like they're a member of the community.
Definitely. I think even today, there are already existing customers of Gradual asking about, can we have a chatbot? Can you provide one? Or can we integrate our own chatbot into Gradual? Because I think what community can really provide besides making people connected is the fact that community is really good forum to gather insights because people want to tell you more because people want to tell them about who they are, who they want to connect. And they also have a lot of questions like through forums, content creation, events, engagement data. I think if we have an engaged and a thriving community, so you have a source of like almost the best source of data that's always ongoing. And you can, if you're building a company, building a product, and that level of insight, if organized in the right way can be provided to AI. So on the other side of it, it can spin out really good insights for different teams at a company, like for product development, for marketing, for sales, right? For even recruiting. So I think that's the community super intelligence in a way, powered by AI. I think that's the part that's missing in our industry. Like why we have to do the way we are doing building company today? Like we all have marketing teams. We, instead of listening to our customers to tease out the best story to tell the world, we promote, like we write content, assuming that we know what people want. And I think what makes us the most excited about the community platform is community can be a new way of building businesses. So it changes how every single function can operate. So for example, if you have, like OpenAI has a really engaged community, but probably one of the best communities out there in the world, and people are willing to contribute. So if we are, we have the technology already, if Graduate is capable of like, we have plans to enhance our product with the AI capability. But once that's ready, I think theoretically, the product team can always listen to maybe a virtual team member that represents the community, that knows what's happening across the all the users, all the customers, and bring the most, you know, most up-to-date information to the product team.
Nolan, I'll let you ask the next question, but I just wanted to make the comment that community super intelligence, I think, is my favorite framing of this. Like, Gradual being the platform for community super intelligence, I think, is like such a such an inspiring vision. So I love that. I made a little marker so I could come back and think about that again.
Andrew, I guess quick question for you too. Obviously, as you're looking at organizations and maybe even some emerging companies as they come to market, right, and they want to build community, you know, is there a distinction between the difference between an established organization? Are you seeing established organizations make communities internally? Or is it more so, again, these organizations are making a community in hopes of getting outside knowledge and resources to come, you know, test out their product, you know, see what there might be missing, get news. Obviously, events is a big thing too. I guess, you know, how are you seeing different size organizations use Gradual differently? And, you know, what were you kind of surprised by potentially by some of these customers of Gradual?
So one of the things we're surprised by is we're fortunate enough to have quite a few really mature companies, for example, GE Healthcare, Nextdoor, and Roblox. And there's also some other company we're talking to, the really mature in community operation. So they have seen everything. Yet they're betting on Gradual to as a platform to better serve their need. So we're surprised by just the lack of robust platform for a company like that. They have all the money in the world. They have all the resources in the world. But yet they are, if you look at how their community are run, so there's a lot of very heavy operation, very fragmented tooling and experience for the members. So I think we're pretty much day zero for in terms of realizing the true value of community in our industry, even for the most mature companies. So that, I think that's one of the things we observed as a surprise.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And I guess too, I mean, seems like you're a community expert, right? You have experience building, growing communities. I guess in this day and age, especially when we're talking about AI and kind of this new wave, you know, how important do you think it is for these organizations to create a community, to distinguish their offering from other offerings that might be similar in the AI space? But again, it kind of sounds like community at some aspect can kind of be a decider of how successful a company could be moving forward.
Definitely. I think community could be the true moat eventually, because giving enough resources, a company can build almost anything, right? Even if you have the same product, your community might be different. So, and it takes time to build the right community. I think community is a signal for value. I think the new generation businesses are more value-oriented versus profit-oriented. So in order to create a sustainable company or business, are you also simultaneously creating value back to the society, back to the community? And it's how I think the end user or consumer will perceive the company. And they may feel that there's a special attachment by using your product, by choosing this company versus the others. So I think that just what the world needs in the new age.
The companies that are coming to you and sort of using Gradual today, do you think that are most like migrating an existing community onto the platform, or does it tend to be that they're like, hey, we're going to seed this new thing? And I know in the context of OpenAI, it was like, we're going to seed this new thing. Yeah. Like, we didn't really have an existing platform. What's that breakdown look like? Also curious if like you've seen one case be like much more successful than the other.
Yeah, I think maybe 30% seeding new communities and 70% migrating. And in terms of migrating, the type of companies we typically work with, they are very mature in community operation. So they have been building community for a very long time. And the community is really important part of their business, that in a way that their business cannot survive without community. So so they perceive the importance of community, and they are patient enough to invest into the community longer term. So, and when we talk to those people, because they have seen a lot in the industry, so we almost don't have to pitch our product. We just walk through, this is what we do, and oh, this makes perfect sense. This is something that we have been always looking for. We didn't even know this is possible. Those that attend to the company, when we talk to them, we feel like, oh, it's actually really easy to talk to, you know, more mature companies than the smaller companies. And that's one observation. And the for seeding new new communities, it's more the companies that are more that are community native. For example, like OpenAI is very so open source is really important. Collaboration through the community is very important from day one. And there are also other companies that are open source focused, or they are building some company even have the community first before they have a business. So they want to serve a group of people. So they connect them and they build events. And over time, they learn what you need. And then they build something for them. So from the very beginning, they, you know, they work very closely with their community. So and those tend to be the, you know, the better customer we want to look for.
You mentioned Nextdoor as an example, and we can not talk about them in detail if you prefer to edit this out or avoid the question. But I'm curious for Nextdoor, how, like, what's the use case for Gradual for them? Because isn't their core, like the core Nextdoor experience is actually like a social experience. And I equate in many ways, like, Gradual's platform to be a social platform. And I'm curious, like, where they saw the need, because it's not, to my understanding, it's not powering like their entire user base experience. Right. So I'm curious if you can talk about that.
That's a very interesting question, because there are a lot of people have the same questions. I think Nextdoor, their consumer app is for building a social network among their neighbors. So that their use case for Gradual is not the end user, but it's the local neighborhood moderators and volunteers. So each little small neighborhood, there's someone or a group of people that they are very active and onboarding as welcome new member to join, or help to moderate the discussion, or to organize local events. So, and those are the connecting tissues among the larger community. So, and they rely on those volunteers, local moderators to be able to you know, sustain the global community. And they have a lot of people doing that around the world. So, and then how do you onboard those people? Because there are a lot of people comes and goes, and how do you educate them to use to moderate, to welcome the new members in the right way? And how do you scale the operation of that? Because they're not the employees, and they're not obligated to follow the follow the order. So and everyone's a little bit different. So, but yet they are so critical to the business. You have to find a scalable way to organize, keep them organized, keep them empowered. So and that's their use case. To their use case is to empower those volunteers. I think that represents a bigger use case, which is for any businesses, if your business relies on a lot of people that outside your company, for example, any marketplace businesses, you have the consumer. So you have the, like, in the example of Lyft, they have the drivers. And in the example of DoorDash, they have the delivery, also the dashers, what they call dashers. So how do you organize those people and make them easier to see the value and be empowered, right? So, and that's a real question. And for companies like eBay, so they're not a customer, but for every seller on eBay, so they need to know how to sell on eBay. When eBay just started, it's a very new way of selling. It's people need to learn how to do that. And I think the success of the eBay business depends on how quickly and how effectively you can help a new person to get started on selling stuff. So again, they're not your employees, and there's, you know, thousands, if not millions of them. How do you support them? Everyone have a lot of questions, but community can really help, because the ones that figured out already, they can giving it back to the community. I want to share my learning. I want to help other people that have the same problem I had before, right? and naturally start building a reputation, and they feel fulfilled. So I think community is very powerful in doing that.
I guess another quick question off that too, and I was first introduced to Gradual through OpenAI, the OpenAI forum. I immediately got logged in, went through all the different features of it, and I was so impressed. I think I gave Logan a call right away, and I was like, whatever this Gradual company is, it's phenomenal. So much so that I went back to my executive director, and I was like, how the heck do we implement this into our organization? Again, and talking with you, you know, there's so much value and benefits. But I guess, you know, on the flip side of that, what hesitations or, you know, roadblocks are you currently facing with potential customers that are maybe a little reluctant to use Gradual? Or is there other kind of platforms in the space that, you know, you're kind of eyeing or keeping your eyes on as well?
So the main obstacles for people to adopt Gradual is their level of understanding of the value of the community. So a lot of people equate community being a forum or a Slack community or Discord community or Facebook group. So even though that's just only one aspect of a community, so the community is much broader. So people want to connect, people want to learn, and how do you create a really rich experience? I think that's really hard to do. But for people that are not seeing what a real community looks like, yet they are, because if you look at our industry, people typically has the community manager title. A lot of them, they're coming from, because it's a very new profession, and a lot of people coming from a content creation background or marketing background or social media management background, but they all kind of engage in the community work. So the understanding of what is a community, how people should engage. So I think that's what we've seen is the largest obstacle for adopting a platform like Gradual, because Gradual is different in the sense that this is a all-in-one platform and you want to engage your community in many different ways, even though you start with one thing today, but you may start doing more in the future and you don't have to, you know, have to migrate yet to another platform. So I think that just the education and appreciation of the community itself is the as the obstacle. And in terms of other platforms out there, so there's a lot of community platforms or software that can be leveraged for community building. This is a really good thing, because I think collectively this just helps the more companies to start adopting the community practice. So companies like Circle, for example, they've been there for I think longer than Gradual, but they have been very successful as well, along with companies like more forum-based, Chorus or Vanilla Forum. So I think it's really depending on where a company sees their community fits. So if it's more forum-based than answering questions from customer, then there's they probably already using some forum-based community platform.
Gotcha. That makes sense. And I guess question off that too. So is Gradual working on building out a community of potential Gradual customers? You know, and you know, I know you addressed, you know, one of the challenges getting people to understand the actual, you know, power behind having a community. And again, just kind of addressing what Gradual's purpose is, again, is to kind of create that and share that knowledge base. You know, are you guys doing anything internally where you're inviting folks and saying, hey, you know, this is Gradual, here's some win stories, here are people who are talking about it. Have you guys began or thought about doing something like that?
Yeah, so we recently just had an event, a small event that we partnered with a company called Talkbase. They're also a community intelligence platform. By inviting our existing customers and connections we have to just to educate how do we run a better events. So, and we are committed to have more events like that, just to educate in the space, for people in the space in general. We do want to create a community of communities on Gradual. So we have a mobile app. On the mobile app, the current experience is that you log into, we call it Gradual Go. So you log in Gradual Go and you download the app, and then immediately we'll see all the communities are available there. So I think there's the potential to create a unified experience on the consumer side to discover and interact within the community you care about. So, you know, where it's really rich and also consistent. And that makes it easier for a company we're working with to, you know, to solve the growth problem. Because, for example, a meetup was really popular because one of the reasons, because people, a lot of people knows about meetups. They go there to find community they want to be part of. So, and I think similar thing can happen for graduate as well, potentially.
That'll be super exciting. I think that like network effect and being a part of like multiple gradual instances or gradual communities, I think resonates and will definitely happen. So I'm excited for you all to bring that about. I'm curious how, and this is sort of taking a step back and looking at the trends that we're seeing play out in front of us right now. So it might be hard to make accurate predictions, but how do you see the needs of community changing over time? And just like one really tactical example of this, I think a normal community engagement is like, hey, I show up, I have this question. And I think like more and more we're seeing, or at least I'm seeing like AI tools being built that sort of serve that frontline purpose to really like answer somebody's question. And it takes away that human engagement. So now I don't meet, you know, Billy or Jan on the forum who answers my question or connect with them one-on-one. I now get connected with this AI experience. And I think that in many ways, like could change the trajectory of people's community interactions. And I'm curious what your thoughts are on that.
I think that's a really good thing because when you start engaged with someone, more likely that you, all the answers you already, your other question you have in your mind already been answered. So what's left is I want to connect real people. So, and then the interaction focuses more on the human connection versus, well, I have a need. I'm taking value from somebody else or from the community. So my intention is not to connect. My intention is just get it, my question answered. Yet, if that's the case, then whoever providing value to you answer your question, but because you're not interested or incentivized to actually connect with that person, so that can actually hurt the engagement on the other side. But if all the knowledge serving and all those kind of more transactional interaction are taken care of by AI, then what's left is real people-to-people connection. Like I really genuinely want to know who you are, and I want to you know, get aligned our values, and I want to resonate on the problem we are going through, the experience we all will share. So I think that's actually a really good thing, that make community more focused on the human connection.
And I guess going off that too, and you talk about kind of some forward thinking about events too, but I'm curious to hear your perspective too. Obviously, you know, a few years ago we came out of this thing called the pandemic, and I'm curious to see what trends, you know, you think were permanently kind of shifted from a community aspect during the pandemic. You know, obviously Gradual is prioritizing online community. I'm just curious if, you know, that's one aspect, but at the end of the day, these people are still hungry for in-person connection. Like what has your experience been kind of navigating that space for the last few years?
Yeah, it's a very timely question. Even just last night, the ELC community, neuroleader community, we had our first event in Seattle and also in Boston. Both are entirely organized by the volunteers and people coming together and to celebrate, oh, we have a local community and we are part of that. We can lead more, taking more responsibility to leading the community. So I think the pandemic makes the in-person connection the hunger for people to connect in person is stronger. But the bar is also higher. So the big change we're seeing now is in the past, for any in-person events, like in the past when we ELC does our events, we always have speakers. So coming in to learn from this awesome VP of engineering and CTO about something. And we have that. So we have the content is always a drawer for people to come. But post-pandemic, that's entirely changed. So people actually, they want to have their own conversation. So you also just kicked off quite a few cities for local chapters, and the format we've been using is really powerful. It's just private space, have people to come and they can on site deciding what we want to talk about, and then split into smaller groups, round tables, and just have a conversation among themselves. So and that has been the most successful strategy for local meetups, because that reflects the changing need of people trying to make a connection in person. They want to talk to real people. They no longer want to sit there and, you know, absorb information from the speaker. They can watch it online. They can you know, especially with AI, they can have AI summarize it, right? Even better. So they want to leverage the time to really make those human connection. They feel they want to be heard. So they want to talk about themselves. They want to, you know, solve their own challenges versus just absorbing information. I think that's permanently changed. But online engagements also get mass adoption. So it makes the cost of getting engaged in community much lower. So people are getting used to log on to an online platform and providing their information and to connect virtually, whether one-on-one or, you know, in a group, whether it's a small group or a large group. So that just makes community engagement much easier. Otherwise, I have to go somewhere to participate. Now I can, you know, sit at home in my coach, in my sofa and just, you know, in my couch. So it's very, very easy to engage.
No, that's very interesting. So basically you're saying that almost less structured events are better. And that's what people are looking for, because again, at the end of the day, they just want to go and have conversations rather than listen to someone speaking. That's very
definitely. And another data point I want to share is, so we have been running in-person conferences since 2019. So 2019 is in-person, and then a few virtual ones, and 2022 will bring back to in-person. So the biggest change is that pre-pandemic, the conference are organized mostly around speakers and speaking sessions, right? But post-pandemic is more about the hallway conversations. So, and we structure our conference differently now. It's kind of unconference style. Even we still have speakers, but those speaking sessions are not like have one stage with 100 people in the audience, but now it's a room of 30, 40 people. So I remember like 2023, we're fortunate to have Mira, the CEO from OpenAI to come in to share insights about generative AI. But this small room of maybe 40 people. And people want to have a real dialogue with the speakers, right? So even speaking sessions are still important, but you people have to be change the format so that there's real conversation happening. And the most popular thing in our conference last 2 years is roundtables. So community organized roundtables. It's very crazy to see that a lot of roundtable discussion was supposed to have 8 people. Some became, you know, 10, 20, even 20 people. And they have to move out of the venue to have that conversation. So, and that's entirely, it's just a lot of energy.
Well, off that too, I know one of the big things too is that the conferences that my organization puts on, right, there's so much knowledge sharing and these conversations are phenomenal, but then there tends to be a drop-off after the event, right? So once people are back at their house or their home, maybe they don't have the information. So are you, I mean, obviously I think Gradual would be a great tool for this. So is that what you guys are kind of pushing when these events end to go on a Gradual? Or how do you kind of set up that next conversation, that next step for a lot of these folks who, again, have brilliant ideas, but it's hard to execute once, especially geographic location, if it's an in-person event, you know, they're on opposite sides of the US.
Yeah, and that's the biggest pinpoint for any kind of events and conference, because you have really, people get really high for a certain amount of time, and then it dies out. I think the for us, I think having those events is not a goal. Like having those events is just a very good excuse for people to come in. But the real value is post-event. Now I have talked to a lot of people. Now I can focus on, I know who to engage. I want to continue the conversation. I think that's the real value of any kind of events. And the ability to create a platform so that people can make it easy for people to stay connected after those events is really important. So, and that's exactly why for the ELC community, after our conference, now we start to have a lot of local chapter because people want to stay connected. They have an initial taste. Oh, this is so exciting. I want to have more of this. So let me take this to my home city. Let's have this community engagement online to have the continued conversation. And this is how, this also influenced how we design our product. So for example, when we have even a virtual gathering together through like a video call capability, we call it meeting room on Gradual. So the chat is available afterwards on the community level, very easy to access. So let's say the three of us have a conversation. We shared a lot. We share links. We share comments in the conversation. But after this, I can go back easily to the Gradual community level and then continue the conversation among three of us. So there's no end to the conversation. I think that was required a lot of intentional design so that people are, I mean, you invest a lot into events. Having events is the hardest thing. To me, it's the hardest thing in the world, like getting people's attention, making sure everything is perfectly, you know, organized. And then, and you don't tap into the opportunity afterwards. I think that's this big waste of, you know, resource and opportunity.
Yeah, Jerry, I'm realizing now that we should have recorded this conversation on Gradual. That would have been perfect. So my commitment is the next time we have you on, we'll do the recording on Gradual, and that will be a ton of fun. And then hopefully awesome. Folks will be able to see the conversation after the fact and all that.
I guess, Jerry, quick question on that when we're waiting for Logan too. So I guess, you know, from your pitch to these communities and these folks, and I know just being able to be on Gradual and play around with it, you know, it kind of takes over the need potentially to have a Slack, to have a Zoom account. So is your pitch when you're talking to potential customers, again, this is a one-stop platform that will do all this for you, so you don't have to have these separate systems and then keep track of managing that and making sure a code of conduct, all that the headaches that come with having multiple systems. Is that kind of how you position Gradual when speaking with folks?
Yes, that's our positioning. But we're not replacing like Slack or Zoom entirely, because it really depends on people's need. So for example, if you want to have community conversations where the context of each person becomes important, like for example, for engineering leaders, I have a group, a conversation with a group of people. I want to know your, for example, your domain, are you focused on the, you know, infrastructure or data? The context is what Gradual brings in unique values about. So that when we have the conversation, I can easily access all the things you shared on your profile. And but on Zoom, we only have not even the name, it's just username. So if you, this is the first time talking to someone, you have no idea who they are. And you'll see that a lot of times for community conversation, if it happens on Zoom, what tends to happen is, oh, I'm copying your name, then do a LinkedIn lookup, and then figure out who you are and try to make sense of what you're saying. Versus, well, that information is readily available in place. So I think we're not replacing, depending on the scenario. If it's internal team conversation, that probably you can still use Zoom. But for community conversations, if the focus is really human connection, I think having a community native interface for video call capability is better. And same thing applies to, you know, messaging as well.
I'm curious if you've thought at all about, well, some of the interesting things you can do, and we just recently announced Sora, which is our new text-to-video model, and we've always had a speech-to-text model and some of those other, and we have a text-to-speech model to actually create synthetic audio. I'm curious if you thought at all about like how this online event experience from like a production angle is going to evolve as, you know, the barrier to entry to put on like very high production events hopefully it goes down significantly.
Yeah, I believe so. One of the biggest friction is you have to have a lot of resources and people aligned to produce a really good event. For example, you need to have like introductory video to, you know, kind of reflect the purpose of the conference and or the event. And you need, if you have to, you know, hire a professional production team, that's very expensive and take a lot of time. But now it can have a really compelling video in, you know, 10 seconds. And also the ability to use a text to voice is very powerful too, because you can now literally can have a virtual moderator. The engine can spin out text, and that can become voice. And maybe now with the animation, it can become a real person almost. So if you don't have a moderator for example, doing weekly gatherings, but now you can, maybe you have past videos, you can train the model and they can create something that is really unique for a community, your style and the way of communication. So, and that probably the best moderator, like they're always on, right? You can have 10 events at the same time. And that's a friction for a lot of community, because for us, for ELC, even before this, we've been thinking about we need to hire a lot of people or getting a lot of volunteers so that we can have, you know, a lot more conversation going on in the community. But now it becomes feasible without investing a lot of you know, resort.
Yeah, it's super exciting. I can't wait, as somebody who spent way too long using random design tools and other things to try to get assets for events online and in person. It sounds like a beautiful world to not have to do a lot of that work. You've mentioned the TLC community a few times. I'm curious, from a strategy standpoint for Gradual as a whole, whether or not you see a future of like continuing to build, because my understanding of TLC is it's like an open, one of the few like open Gradual instances where just like anybody can show up and register and get access. Do you think you'll push more towards that direction, or like will the key focus be on like building these more like private enterprise communities?
So ELC is, just for clarification, ELC is a separate entity than from Gradual. So it's a community. It's also a business on its own, but it operates on top of Gradual. So Gradual empowers ELC essentially. We do want to have more communities like ELC that empowered by Gradual, so that eventually it's possible that no matter what profession you are, what are the skills that you want to learn, you can find a community easily on Gradual platform, and the type of engagement and interaction are very consistent. So if you already know how to get value from one community, you know how to do it in that community. So I think there is a strong potential for a community of community exist. Gradual.
What's the challenge to doing that today? Is it just like the cost of like scaling up like the infrastructure for those kinds of communities? Like why, like what's stopping you from doing like the Slack model where you can have all these free, like as many people as you want, et cetera, et cetera?
I think there's three factors to consider. The first one is how to create a frictionless experience by having, I mean, the software itself. So a software can, you just need one place to engage. And people need that so that they don't have to keep their, you know, profile up to date in 10 different places. It's not sustainable. And so the all-in-one community platform is, I think, it's a must. And the second is community takes a lot of work. So it's a lot of people don't really appreciate, if you have not been building community yourself, you probably don't really appreciate how much work it goes to every single event, whether it's in person or it's online or every touch point with each community member, because it's about human being. So it's incredibly hard to build a community and sustain it. So that just freaks a lot of people out. And they don't have the resource and to really, even though they want to build a community, but they don't have the time or resource to sustain that. So, and that's a big blocker. And the third one is, even if you can hire people, they may not have the right community experience. They may not have the right mindset or strategy, because it's not that you have the resource that you can build a community. It doesn't happen naturally. So you need to engage people in the right way. And it's all very much nuanced. So, and there's no golden playbook of community yet. So I think another biggest hurdle is the insights and experience building community. So again, so there's the software, there's the resource to make community happen, to sustain that, and also the insights and strategy. But the hope is with AI, a lot of the community operation can be automated. So you can build workflows, you can build automated personalization, and even the strategy part of it can be interfaced through AI. Like, what if I want to build a community, the interface is not like scratch your head and where do I start and search on all kinds of forums, but there's a clean interface you can ask a chatbot, maybe a Gradual chatbot, that how do I start a community, right? They can have that dialogue, and the platform take care of everything else, because the more community we support, the more insights we have, the more data we have, we start to know and understand better about how people engage, and that's just lower the bar for community building. And if we can make community building a lot easier, we'll start to see more and more use cases. The more companies start building communities, more individuals start building communities, and community become the mainstream of, you know, a better way of learning, you know, working or building business. So I think lower down the cost of community is really going to be really exciting. It will lead to the next generation of community practice.
Kind of question off that.
Obviously, you know, Gradual is a great tool. Do you guys offer kind of assistance to helping these organizations build out their community? Is it more so, hey, here's the platform? I mean, obviously, we talked about a chat box, which I think would be phenomenal. But I guess to what extent does Gradual actually kind of help these organizations get community off the ground? Or is it kind of, again, here's a platform, you figure it out, we'll help you obviously when we can, but it's kind of not our responsibility?
We are very careful of selecting the customers because we really understand that with just the software, it doesn't work. So people may still not know how to leverage the software. So we're always very hands-on, helping our customer to understand how do you build a first event, how do you, like, we, our team, even, like, after some, we have a customer onboarded through their own events, our team will go there and check, is there anything missed? Or, so there's a lot of human support there. And for some organizations, we're already providing the service that we can be a resource let us build it for you. So I think providing that software plus service is the trend, because eventually companies want a successful community, but they not necessarily want to do it on their own or hire their own team to do it. So I think that we see a trend of companies leveraging both the software and also the service. And the service part of it can be gradually automated away through, AI.
Yeah, no, that's very interesting. To your point too, again, I'm sure once Gradual accumulates enough of that data, right? Like, you can position yourself as, hey, not only are we the platform, but we have all this information to actually help you build this and get it going. And again, talk about value add. That's phenomenal. So excited to see where that goes in the future.
Yep, same.
I've got one more question, Nolan, and then if you want to ask the final question.
Yeah, I didn't even realize we were almost. All right, yep, let's do this.
Yeah. Terry, I'm curious if you could sort of wave the magic wand and have like two or three of these farther out there community things like checked off the list of stuff that's built into Gradual. I'm curious what those would be, like the things that would like really be the massive unlock either for you or for your customers. I'm curious what those would be, things that are powered by AI maybe.
Yeah, I think the one thing I wanted the most is a virtual person that understand every piece of their community and stay engaged with their community, so that person will become available for every single person within a company, even for intern. Like, you can ask that person, like virtual person, to who are in our community and what they want. So I think that just will leveling the playing field, empower every single individual in a company to think and act like the CEO or the founder. So I think right now the hurdle is people may not have the right information, may not have the full context. They cannot make the same decision as some of the executives because they have far more information. So if you want to really build a customer-centric company, if you can empower everyone in the company to access the same level of information about their customer, your community, you can do that. I think that's the thing I want to see happening.
That's beautiful.
Which I think that goes pretty seamless into the last question that we ask our guests too, is again, what are some of the big things you're looking forward to? And I guess maybe this is not as far down the road, but in 2024, whether it's a platform, a service, an offering that you've kind of connected with or you've seen being developed, what really excites you in 2024? And on the flip side too, kind of a two-part question, what are some things that you're maybe seeing in the news or again with this AI and machine learning and large language model wave, what are some things that you really hope don't happen in 2024? Because you feel like it could have a negative effect on whether it's community, society, whatever the case may be, but curious to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, the thing I want to see happening the most is more and more companies start to either forced or start to realize that they need to invest in community and they're empowered to do that. Because more and more people feel that the only thing that cannot be automated away is a human touch, like a human connection. And where there's a high trust, there's high value. So for a company to make a business happen, make transactions happen, they need to have the trust agent. So community is a natural place to build that trust. So my hope is more and more companies start to see that and start getting involved in community, start creating value for back to the society. And I think that's just good for everyone. What I don't want to see, hope not to happen, is people leveraging AI in a role. Not to send out 10 times more emails out to promote your product or service, rather to better understand what each individual needs so that you can serve them better. So that every interaction is meaningful. versus the other way around.
I think those are two very, very valid points. And thank you. And everyone listening, Jerry, I guess, where would you recommend people go? Obviously, they could go to the Gradual website. I'm sure people, after listening to this, are going to be very eager to learn about Gradual and community. So do you have any areas you want to point them to, or what would you say the next best step for them to look into Gradual would be?
So our website, gradual.com, or community.gradual.com. This is our customer and also user community. So there we share a lot of information about what we learned, and we also bring a lot of guests to share their insights about community building.
Awesome. Well, you heard it here, folks. Jerry, thank you again for taking some time out. I'm sure your very busy day to have a conversation with us. We greatly appreciate it.
Enjoyed the conversation a lot. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, this was a ton of fun, Jerry. Thank you.